Well, now more on the financial blueprint that was released today. Joining us in the studio is Undersecretary of the Treasury, Robert Steele. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
As we've heard, this is a long-term project. It was begun a while ago, and it'll take some time to approve. But is there anything in the Treasury blueprint that you think, had it been part of existing law and regulation, might have averted any of the problems with either mortgages or mortgage-backed securities that we're now focused on so much?
Well, let me step back, Robert, and first of all, thank you for inviting me. Sure. And to the question, I think the primary focus at Treasury has been working through the challenges that have been presenting themselves. We began to discuss these issues last August with the President, and he specifically tasked Secretary Paulson to basically focus on these issues, which were related to homeowners and keeping homeowners in their home, and they were also related to making recommendations about what we've learned specifically from the situation. About 2 weeks ago, we issued a President's Working Group report that focused on the shorter-term issues of lessons learned. The blueprint today is really of a longer-term nature that I think is less for a specificity about the issues of the day, but more the long-term construct for how to think about things.
But I did read in part that the blueprint offers an example of something the Federal Reserve might be able to do with a with some new market stabilization function it would be given, that it could evaluate risk management, that it could inform people of the risks of certain kinds of securities. Is that realistic? I mean, everyone on Wall Street could have looked at securities that are being issued and evaluated the risk. Could another few dozen people at the Federal Reserve have done that much better than anyone else did?
Well, I think the key issue maybe is of a broader nature with this description of someone who has responsibility for overall risk in the system or systemic risk. And that responsibility is awarded to the Federal Reserve on the longer-term model that we outline. And the idea is that someone should be looking at things overall, not to provide the specific regulation about a certain type of institution of the safety and soundness of that institution, but taking a broader look over everything. And those institutions that might not have a prudential regulator, such as hedge funds or private equity, that the Federal Reserve in this role as the overall reviewer of systemic risk would have line of sight and be responsible for looking at those institutions in addition to the others.
But you, like Secretary Paulson, you're a Goldman Sachs alum a while ago, I understand. But do you think that on Wall Street you would have welcomed the Fed as the arbiter of risk and what's appropriate risk in such novel securities?
Well, I think it's hopefully we're moving past our roles that we might have had in the past and are now thinking from a policy perspective. And I think the idea, we really try to outline three specific planks for the longer-term perspective here. One is the overall idea of someone who's responsible for looking out for the overall risk of the system. Mm-hmm. Two, a second layer of regulator who's responsible for how individual organizations that have a federal guarantee operate. And the third is a new idea, which is someone who's specifically responsible and their dedicated goal is consumer protection. And so this third pillar is really a new focused area, whereas those responsibilities today are in several different institutions. This is bringing them together, mm-hmm. which we think actually brings more focus to that issue.
In a couple of areas, insurance and mortgage brokerage, the Treasury's outline seems to offer new federal roles that at least compete with if they don't subsume state authority. Is federalism one of the inefficiencies that holds back the American financial services sector, and would it be easier to simply have one set of regulations?
Well, I think that you're poking at a very important issue, and I think the right issue here is balance. For example, in insurance, we propose an optional federal charter where people can choose between the two. And with regard to mortgage origination, we talk about a new idea, a mortgage origination commission, and one of the seated members of that commission is specifically described as someone from the states. And the goal is to
keep... But it'll be a federal commission, though.
Yes, sir. But the states would still have the same responsibilities, and hopefully the federal commission would set a guideline as to what is the proper process and the proper procedures and the proper regulation, registration, et cetera, which is we view as good. But there'd also be the commission would provide a perspective on each state so that if you wanted to invest in mortgage securities, you could see of this package of securities how many come from which state and things like that.
Well, Undersecretary of the Treasury Robert Steele, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.